Hello, this is Andrew Bolton, President of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, speaking here from Vienna at what is the 50th meeting of our association. We started small back in Montecatini in Italy, 1965, the first meeting, and next year, of course, we will celebrate 50 years since our foundation. Others are celebrating. Our friends at the American Diabetes Association next year will have their 75th anniversary. But here in Austria, what was then the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, is a more somber anniversary because it is 100 years ago this month, in this region of the world, that the world erupted into the First World War. This was triggered by the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria when he was visiting Sarajevo and he was assassinated by a Serb. A few months later, in September, war was declared on Serbia. Germany joined the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the rest you know. This was a terrible conflagration, and around 4.25 million each year died on the battlefield. But I would suggest to you that 100 years later, the figures from diabetes are even more sombering. It was estimated by the IDF in 2013 that over 5 million deaths across the world occurred as a consequence of diabetes and its complications. So one of my messages today in my presidential address here in Vienna this morning was that there were many signs during this cascade of events that led to war that could have been intervened and war may have been prevented. Similarly, there are many occurrences across the world today that are contributing to this epidemic of type 2 diabetes, and we could intervene and perhaps prevent them, this conflagration of diabetes occurring in the future. Diabetes, of course, has its major complications, and they are what drive costs. So my message is that diabetes is a very serious disease. I showed a picture of one of my patients in my area of complications, whom I first met when I first started as a consultant physician in Manchester 28 years ago. She asked me to take her photograph. She was blind, a bilateral amputee, only in her 40s, on peritoneal dialysis. The outlook for such patients, we have shown from our research in the UK and in the USA, the outlook for such patients is today worse than the outlook for most malignant diseases, with the exception perhaps of lung and pancreas. So we cannot say that diabetes is a mild disease, a touch of sugar. We have to take this seriously. And if we look at our colleagues working in cancer and heart disease, they are very effective at fundraising. I'm not criticizing them. I say we should emulate them. So my message is that we have to be much more proactive in pushing for more funding and raising ourselves more funds for diabetes research, not only in Europe but across the world, to improve the lot of our patients with diabetes.